All right, here we go on a Thursday. It's Cody and Gold, presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Steven Sir to Cody Tapp, Alex Gold with you, 10 to 2 here on 610 Sports Radio. I guess we're going to have a very serious conversation later in the show. Something just popped up during the break. I didn't know you were so you can maybe be so passionate about it with surveys that are out about quarterbacks and players in the AFC West and the entire National Football League based off of attractiveness. We know your thoughts on the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, now there's a survey.
Smith got his credit. That's all.
You just wanted it for Alex Smith. You were backing up your guy. Apparently, there's surveys that exist for everything, as we should know by now. But Mahomes was voted the most attractive player in the AFC West, apparently. Can address that later.
I mean, it's giving him a lot of credit. There are a lot of handsome men. I don't think I'd want to go that high. We can talk about it later. I don't want to get too far into it.
No.
We're one day closer to the Super Bowl.
And one day closer to Miami with, by the way, this weather we're having is just fantastic here. And it's going to be about 75 degrees and sunny here in a few days. Think about that. As Mahomes did say at his press conference, like, he'll be ready to go. He'll know he's in Miami when he's sweating when he gets off the airplane.
Well, that would be a bit of a difference.
I'm wearing shorts on the airplane Sunday morning. It might be 25 degrees here in Kansas City when we take off at 5 in the morning on Sunday. But when you land in Miami, it's required. You have to wear shorts, right, when you get in there. Like, you just have to get
the
mindset.
So you're suggesting I wear shorts on the plane,
yeah,
knowing I will eventually end up in Miami?
Yeah.
I don't really care. I mean, it's fine.
I'm not getting off the plane sweating. I want to be comfortable.
Reasonable. Totally fair.
I'm freezing.
I'm looking forward to being there, but I'm not worried about my attire going in.
Okay. Chiefs gear?
No.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I have not gotten this far. I have not gotten far enough down the road on this to really give you an adequate representation.
I'm ready to go. I mean, the suitcase might as well be packed at this point.
Like, is already packed?
The suitcase is out. It's not packed. The suitcase is out. I've got the clothing ready to roll. Trying to figure out how many days I'm going to be stuck with you and I in the same roof and seven other people.
No, I have not gotten. I'll pack this weekend. I'll pack Friday probably. So tomorrow. So I'm not that far off, but I'm just not there yet.
It's going to be. This week has flown by as we get set for Super Bowl 54. And a reminder, today in the 11 o'clock hour, we're expected to hear from Dave Tobe, Eric Bieniemy, Steve Spagnuolo, also Tyron Matthew. So we'll have that coming your way today on the show. And also a chance in about 25 minutes or so, our national cash contest, next chance at $1,000. Cody will have your code word for that. But the thought around Kansas City and the 49ers at this point in time, and I wonder if there is a need for either team to have a faster start than the other. Like, we realize, ideally, you have a quick start, you get up on your opponent. That doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. But we've seen from Kansas City the 24-0 deficit. They were down 17-7 this past game against the Tennessee Titans. So do the Chiefs need to start fast compared to a 49ers team, for example? And I remember Bill Belichick even last year was talking about the Chiefs and fast starts. And he said, quote, there is, I think, historically no better fast-starting team than the Chiefs. And specifically talking about Coach Andy Reid's always done a great job of that. A year ago, this Chiefs team outscored their opponents more than anybody else in the first quarter. It was a top three, I think it was, in the first quarter.
It was by better than 100 points over the course of a season, so a pretty sizable gap.
We fast forward to this year, and I won't say it's the opposite. First quarter hasn't been as strong, but it's been all about what? The second quarter is the biggest strength of this team and going forward. But really, the second quarter has been that magical quarter. We've seen it firsthand here in the postseason as well. So do the Chiefs need to start fast based on what we know about this team this year and what we know about the San Francisco 49ers?
No. No. Yes, I know the 49ers are a better team. Yes, I know that the team is going to say, oh, we don't want to keep getting behind. But do they absolutely have to start fast in order to win this game? No. You already gave the stat of the runs the Chiefs go through. They've had a 41-point run, a 31-point run, a 24-point run, a 27-point run, all consecutively to go with it. It's been kind of an odd year. The reason why they don't start fast is because of Patrick Mahomes. It's fairly simple. We gave you the stat that they're 500 in games in which they're down by 10 or more where the rest of the league would only be about a 14%. Now, I'm not saying you want to be in a 50-50 game, because certainly if they have the lead, he has a better than 50% winning percentage, because his winning percentage across the league is far superior to that. Jimmy Garoppolo's winning percentage, by the way, is really good as a starter, too. He's 23-5, which is the greatest 28-game start, I think, for anybody. So I'm not saying that you can't, you don't want to get behind. Obviously, you prefer to just play from ahead. But this team has proven over and over and over again they can play from behind. They've shown it consistently to go with it. And I know, because it's been kind of weird. You mentioned last year's fast starts. This year hasn't been that at all. And Andy is notoriously given a lot of credit for what he's able to do in the first 15. And yet still, we see stumbles. In these first two playoff games, we see stumbles. All season, we see stumbles. And the funny thing is, I don't actually think that has anything to do with Mahomes. It seems like the rest of the gears are out of track. Last two playoff games, it's just been drops that have gotten him there. But they are so good quarter two, three, four.
Could I add the last three playoff games slow starts? I mean, really, if you think about it, go back to the AFC title game against the Patriots. Now, we all know the second half was a completely different story, much like as we have seen in these playoff games. So I don't know if it's just a weird anomaly here with it, but the first quarter, for whatever reason, in playoff games, the last three under Andy Reid, even with Mahomes, it has been, whether it's just one drive, whether it's a quarter, it's been a little slow.
But it was all this year. They were outscored in the first quarter this year. That's weird. For a Chiefs team that nearly set a record in how quickly they got in front of teams last year, they're outscored in the first quarter of games this season, including the first two games of this playoffs, right? No different there. It was a bit bizarre to me that they put themselves in that position again, but it's the same thing. It doesn't look like I want to say like it's weird because the first 15 thing, but to me, it's funny. I don't actually think that's the problem most of the time, except for this last. So against the Texans, I didn't feel that way at all. It was drop, drop, block, punt, drop, drop, and you're like, okay, this is a disaster. The Chiefs have 9 drops already in 2 games this postseason. So as great as Patrick Mahomes has been, and according to Pro Football Focus, this would be the greatest 2-game start to a postseason in history, according to EPA, which is just play efficiency, and according to just their personal ranking, right? So they would already have been one of, this would be an incredible run on top of the drops. But the last week was the first week I saw from Andy, which were, like, Serta and I were sitting in the press box together. And the first two, the first, like, three plays, you're like, what the hell are these, like, design rollout? What is this look that he thought he was going to see that he wasn't going to see? And then later in the game, and the same thing, you're like, oh, this is gross. But somewhere in that first 15, it still works. Because when they get stopped in the first quarter, it's like half of their scripted plays. So the first 15 of some part of Andy still works. I just don't think that, you know, I think you guys maybe feel a little bit different because I think the 49ers are good, but.
Yeah, that's where I'm at on it for the most part. Yes, Mahomes, no lead is too, you know, too big for him to come back from. That is 100% accurate. You would be foolish to think that after seeing what's occurred this postseason and seeing his play that this team can't come back from down multiple touchdowns and all that. And obviously we all recognize that it's not ideal by any means, but I do think there's a difference not only at the quarterback spot and the Niners as a team as a whole defensively, but also the coaching. I mean, I'm just talking about the last two games. And Mike Vrabel, I think, is a very good coach, but that offense still was fairly limited. That defense wasn't near the level of the San Francisco 49ers. Go back to the Texans game as well. Bill O'Brien and Kyle Shanahan aren't on the same planet either. So I think I'm just looking more about the opponent this go around. Yes, am I going to be panicking if they're down 10-0 early? Not any more than I would just because it's the Super Bowl. But yeah. Versus any other team, would you feel better Mahomes down 10 or any other quarterback? Of course, you'd give me Mahomes in that scenario based on what we have seen. However, I just look at Kyle Shanahan. I know he's the guy that we just got done talking about blowing a 28-3 lead when he was an offensive coordinator, and he spoke a lot about that yesterday at his press conference. We listened to that a little bit this morning, and that was what a bulk of the questions were about. And he still feels like he called the game the right way, and that you couldn't just run to end that game. So he's blown leads. Maybe that's something that if Kansas City is down, that'll allow Chiefs fans to feel better about it. Not only with Mahomes, are going to say, "Wow." Teams have come back on a team involving Kyle Shanahan before. Whatever you need to feel good about it. But I just look at that defense of the 49ers and the way this team still is coached overall with the weapons that they have. I don't think, certainly, and you disagree with me on this, 24-0, if you're in that kind of hole against a 49ers team in a Super Bowl, Yeah, I don't know how you think they come back in that scenario.
They did get down 7-3 to the Patriots, which is the only defense that ranked above where the 49ers are this year. Oh, and then they ripped off 20 straight points. And I know that, you know, start slow is relative. I think that that really relates to the first quarter. I think you could argue the start slow is a first half just based on the fact that that's what the slow start was against the Patriots last year in a game that they eventually led and had the advantage. So I'm not saying that it can't extend further beyond that. But still, they've consistently started slow this year. It seems to be a staple of this team over and over and over again, you know, against even poorer quality opponents. Even that Raiders game, when they scored 28 in the second quarter, that first quarter was like, ugh, this team kind of looks meh. Like, nothing looks like
all the
it's
way back
in rhythm.
Was it week two, I think it was?
Yeah, things didn't look in rhythm, and it just kind of fell off a little bit. And he was hurt essentially right away from the immediacy of that, and that might have something to do with it. But I honestly don't think it's part of the first 15 issue. I think so much of it is just it seems like everyone's got the yips in the early part of the game. And then maybe the first couple of plays of Andy the last time, he thought he had something. And obviously that was not the case there in that early going. But it doesn't necessarily scare me that they can't, that they have started slow, because I haven't seen, I mean, they're not getting down 24-0 and probably winning against the 49ers, although I wouldn't put it at a 0% chance. But, you know, that kind of slow start, this 10-0, it doesn't factor into where I think this team ends up in the end, because the 49ers are a good offense, but getting in shootouts kind of changes where your mindset goes into those games.
Typically, in big games, and certainly the Super Bowl is that, you sometimes see in the discussion, at least heading in, is like, all right, team's going to be tight heading into a game. This is a Chiefs team. It won't even be, the narrative would be, oh, they came out tight. Let's say they start slow. They came out tight, but as you've said, this is a team that has started slow in this postseason and at times throughout this season. It started slow across the entire first quarter. But in a Super Bowl, a lot of times you see both teams come out tight. And we're looking at the Chiefs, dude. They need a fast start. I will say the difference because of the quarterback spot. The 49ers, it's more important that the Niners start fast than the Chiefs. I'll give you that. Like, I think it's very important Kansas City starts fast because of your opponent being what they are. They're in the Super Bowl for a reason. But I definitely think it's far more vital for the 49ers to get a fast start than Kansas City, just based off what we've seen because of Patrick Mahomes and the offense as a whole. Like, and we know they can come back from slow starts, whereas the 49ers haven't been in these massive holes like Kansas City has throughout the postseason at times and come back from it. We haven't seen them being capable to do that. And, heck, we were just talking earlier in the week, and we'll get back into it, I think, with Ross Tucker, who's going to join us. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo throwing the ball 8 times, and after that interception, the Vikings, you think they don't trust him as much? Like, so if we're wondering about them trusting their quarterback, it is much more vital for Jimmy G and the Niners to have the fast start than it is for Kansas City.
Of course it is. Just because, as good as their offense is, or has been this season, and we pointed out that they've actually scored more points this year than the Chiefs, they didn't have 2 games without their starting quarterback. They've gotten Jimmy G for a full season, which is wild, for the first time in a long time. They only really had to win a single shootout. Not to say they didn't put up points. They dropped 51 against the Panthers earlier this year. They put 37 on the Packers. They obviously scored pretty good against the Packers again later in that year. They've been a high-scoring team at times. They've also been in some weirdy low-scoring games. And getting down to the Chiefs forces you to play a certain style. We saw it from the Titans. The Titans only handed the ball off 3 times in the second half. That is way different than what is their normal plan, and even different than how they handled the regular season matchup where they kept going to the ground with Derrick Henry. This time it wasn't working with Derrick Henry, so they weren't able to keep doing that, which means the 49ers could keep trying to run it, which they're a good running team. They can keep trying to run it, but if you get stopped a couple of times and you're down, and it's 3rd and 7, and you go to the air and you get stopped once, then in the next drive the Chiefs put another field goal on the board, then the pressure to pass builds. The Chiefs pass anyway. That's what is so lovely about when they're down, is that even when they're down, they don't have to alter anything they do just simply based on the fact that this is what they do anyway. That is different than most teams in the league. Their offense doesn't really change much down 17 or up 17 unless it gets to be around run out the clock time and Andy's trying to like get through this thing in the fourth.
Fast start or not, I don't think either team, if one gets the faster start than the other, I don't see this being a game where either's blowing out the other. And that's why I was so surprised. Bleacher Report's Mike Freeman wrote a piece yesterday that he says he's talked with 3 assistant coaches and 2 front office executives all of them, pick the Chiefs, and not just pick the Chiefs, but big. I hear that, and based on my, I guess, my thoughts and respect for the 49ers, I will be stunned if this game is a blowout. I mean, the Chiefs are favorites. They're, what, -1.5 in this game? Last check this morning. I've been trying to check every single morning to see if it's switched, and yesterday we mentioned it did go to 1.5, which is as big as it's been since the line opened on Sunday after both teams won. So that goes completely against what Vegas thinks. It's the idea that there's coaches around the league and front office executives that think the Chiefs win big. Freeman said he's stunned. I think the confidence out there from executives, and who we don't know who are these, you know, are these assistant coaches that have once worked with Andy Reid? Are these guys that are close to Andy Reid? Are these front office executives that have ties to Andy Reid or have front office executives that have faced the Chiefs? I'm not saying it's completely irrelevant, and who knows? Maybe they know something we don't, but I just don't think fast start equates to blowout win for either team, and certainly not necessarily just for the Chiefs either.
I don't see a way that it's a blowout. Freeman's not wrong for saying he's surprised, and obviously that's in a report from Bleacher Report saying those assistants and coaches and execs think it is. You know what I think it is? Favoritism. Come on, we're in Kansas City. We all chose the Chiefs to beat the Titans. We were right. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that at least 90% of the station, 95% of the station is going to be picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
I'll say it's probably going to be 100%.
I don't think it's 100% because I'm not 100%. Like, I'm not 100% picking the Chiefs right now. I know that now because I think this game is that close. And Serta,
like,
Serta,
I know, is leaning more Niners. But you said you can talk yourself into both back and forth 100 times before we get to Sunday, right?
Yeah, because I think that the Niners were the one team left in the postseason who can genuinely match up with the Chiefs in multiple different areas in terms of just sheer talent on their roster. I don't think this game's going to be a blowout. I think that it's going to be a heavily contested football game.
I do too. And that's where, like,
well, I'm not saying it's blowout either.
I know, but, like, in your head, it's like you've already chosen, like, I'm in Kansas City. This game's close. I'm choosing the Chiefs.
I've seen what Kansas City's done in facing these last two opponents.
Picking
that I understand
the Chiefs is not lunacy. Yeah. It is a perfectly logical side in which to come. I don't want to make my pick just because I'm based in Kansas City. I'm not saying you are.
I was going to say, let's not act like I'm just picking them because I'm in KC. There are plenty of reasons to pick Kansas City in this football game.
Yeah, but this is all, no, I'm not saying it's just because of that. Because they're in the Super Bowl, it's easy enough to choose either team based on that situation. As I get closer to this and continue to dive into the matchups that I think kind of stunned, but you know, between the two, I think what's happening here with Freeman, why there are so many execs that are willing to pick the Chiefs in blowout fashion more than even we are in the media, is based in favoritism. They love Andy. They love Andy. Andy's their guy. And if they're going to root for somebody in this game, not that they don't like Kyle Shanahan, people love Andy. And they watch Patrick Mahomes versus Jimmy Garoppolo, and in their head, it's only those two things, and I think Serta's right. I think these rosters are really close. And there are people in the text line, Smitty's Garage Burgers and Beer text line, 69306. Stop the run, they can't hang. You know, it's more important they get up early. The Chiefs can't catch up. People aren't necessarily worried about that either. There's a lot of people that would be on that side of the situation. Totally understand it. I think so much of that, like, if there really are people that think this is a blowout, I think a lot of that comes from the Andy part. And I'm not even sure the reason why I might lean towards Chiefs right now. Like, if you ask me today which way I'm leaning, I am leaning Chiefs. And that's because I'm not sure that 2 weeks is enough time to get ready for Mahomes anyway. And that's all because, like, I read an article from The Athletic this week just talking about how teams in the AFC West have been spending 365 days a year, essentially, trying to figure out the best way to combat Mahomes, which actually isn't the worst plan. That's from Michael Lombardi, who we've had on, right? He's a Radio.com insider. I don't think, like, if you're trying to figure out how to beat the Chiefs for the next 10 years, you probably ought to start with Mahomes and how to slow him down. And I'm not so sure the 49ers can figure out a good, successful plan and that short of amount of time to do it. Not the teams don't beat them in an individual week, because that happens. But I think to, like, give Andy 2 weeks to figure out what he wants to do, I think to try to do the reverse and dissect what Mahomes does is really hard.
It's been, to some extent, what people for years have been, I mean, in that AFC East have been trying to do to catch the New England Patriots. Now, this is a different scale. I think you look at just athletic ability with Brady versus Mahomes and everything like that. It's a whole different ball game. And this was a story down during the Senior Bowl right now. That's where I think this piece came from. I think Michael Lombardi is down there, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he was talking to some executives down there, and the thought of truly building rosters going forward to try to limit and control Patrick Mahomes and therefore keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs. And as you said, doesn't mean that teams aren't capable of beating the Chiefs. Of course they are capable, but the bigger picture kind of stuff where if you all of a sudden you look at what the Patriots have done, if you're winning your division, if Kansas City is winning the AFC West every single year and it goes from winning it 4 years to all of a sudden they've won it 8 years in a row, like that automatically is getting you a home playoff game and it's going to put you in a position to have a bye almost every year. Potentially.
You have a 1-4 like shot.
That's been the formula for the New England Patriots. Right? Your road is a hell of a lot easier. It's not rocket science here. If you're getting a bye week and if you're getting home games in the playoffs, we all know that. History tells us that time and time again. So, yeah, that's the right route to go. To me, it's not so much just about Mahomes, but it's something that even Therese said. He was on Fesco in the morning looking at Andy Reid. Like, to me, is 2 weeks enough time to plan for the Chiefs because of Reed, even more so than Mahomes?
One thing I will tell you guys, and that you can absolutely take this to the bank, Andy Reid has been waiting for this game for 15 years, okay? He's been waiting for a chance to get back to the Super Bowl for 15 years. So, you're getting the good plays on Sunday, okay? But that's coming. Know that. There's stuff that they've been setting up all year long, guys. And I think the fact Andy's done it, guys, he's had 16 years. Andy's had 16 years to think about what he'd do differently in the Super Bowl. It'd be unfathomable if he doesn't have some special stuff for it. It'd be unfathomable if he hasn't thought this through and planned it out. He's facing a team that was 4-12 last year. That's a good team with a really good coach, but it's a team with a younger coach, too. So if you're the Chiefs and the Chiefs fans, you got to hold that you get a little of that Belichick, Bill Belichick, Sean McVay effect from last year, right? Like maybe you can show him something he hasn't seen being a veteran head coach. I fully expect the best of Andy Reid. This is a chance to solidify his legacy. He's had 16 years to think about it.
And so to me, it's not just 2 weeks to plan against Mahomes. It's 2 weeks to plan against Andy Reid. And I know that's not a typical bye week. Kyle Shanahan. I listened to his press conference. He said exactly what Andy Reid said. They're getting all their game plan stuff normal week this week because they know everything, the media obligations and everything that takes place next week down in Miami. And it's not that, and they don't want to be playing catch up or anything. That's what both coaches essentially had said. But you heard from Therese there, like, this is 16 years in the making kind of thing. There's no way that you're not getting the best of Andy Reid here, just in terms of things that he's been setting up for weeks and months, potentially.
Obviously, he said for coaching yesterday, it's not as big of a detriment as it is for some of the players. But I'd say it's more like a week and a half. It's not a bye week, Andy. It's like 1.5. It rides somewhere in the middle because of the things they're doing. I just don't know that you can come up with your best plan for Patrick Mahomes in 2 weeks.